It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings wins the opener today by a score of 2-1 over Mount Marty. We're in game number two, and the first batter is already up there. Zach Hollenbach has just singled to left field to get things started for the Lancers here in the second ball game. So Mount Marty with a base runner on at first base, top half of the first inning. This is Matthias Gonsol. He's going to play in right field here in game number two. He's up to the plate right now with a count of one ball and one strike. Squares around the bunt. Fielded there by A.J. Fruchtel. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. The sacrifice works as it moves the base runner along to second base. And that's going to bring up Brighton Carlson coming up there next. So Hollenbach leading off for Mount Marty. That was Matthias Gonsol. And we see Brighton Carlson coming to the plate next. He'll be followed up by Jared Miller. He's going to play at first base here in game number two. Nick Davis, the left fielder. Then Tyler Edler, the second baseman. Michael O'Connell, the third baseman. Nick Sewer is going to be the catcher. He'll bat in the number eight position. Alex Mueller will be the shortstop. He'll bat ninth. A.J. Griffith will be the pitcher for the Lancers here in game number two. Bob Marty has got a base runner on in the first inning of play. There's second base, and is Zach Hollenbach. A.J. Fruchtel is on the mound for Hastings here in game number two as he throws under the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. So another left-hander, A.J. Fruchtel, throwing game number two for Jim Bovee and the Broncos here as he comes set on the mound. And now we'll throw one at the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Brent Hermanison behind the plate for Hastings here in the second half of the twin bill today. John LeMaster is over at first base. Ben Reimer stays at second. Gabe Salas is at shortstop. And Adam Brown is at third base as A.J. Fruchtel gets ready to throw another one to the plate. That's going to be popped up. He's going to stay in the infield across the foul line. He's going to be LeMaster. He makes the catch over here. So Brighton Carlson will foul out to John LeMaster at first base. That's going to bring up Jared Miller next. Out of the outfield for Hastings here in the second half of the doubleheader, you've got Trenton Neal out in left field. Ryan Anderson is out in center field. And in right field again will be Tyler Delafonte. A.J. Fruchtel on the mound for Hastings College here in game number two. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 190-pounder out of Grand Island. He throws into the plate. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side. Fruchtel comes into the ball game today with a record of one win and three losses on the season. He's thrown one complete game. Fruchtel has thrown 30 and two-thirds innings for the Broncos this year, giving up 38 hits and 32 runs, 26 of those earned, 14 base on balls, and 30 strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be down low and in the dirt. Brandon Madison comes up with a grab there behind the plate. Teams are batting 309 against A.J. Fruchtel. A.J. with an ERA of 7.63. No score here in the top half of the first inning after Hastings behind Jeremy Williams wins game number one by a score of 2-1. There's a pitch that hits the outside corner for a strike on the left-handed hitting Jared Miller. And the count to him is at one ball and two strikes. Miller was the first baseman in game number one, hit into a double play, was hit by a pitch and had a single. He fouls away this next pitch, and it's still one ball and two strikes. The other scores from around the conference here today. Hastings picking up the 2-1 win over Mount Marty in the opener. Midland shuts out Dort by a score of 1-0. Northwestern over Concordia by a score of 2-1. Doan picks up a win over Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 4-1. Nothing in yet on Nebraska Wesleyan and Morningside, nor the Dakota State Briar Cliff ball game. There's a called third strike. A called third strike there on Jared Miller. So Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done here. Mount Marty scores no runs on a base hit, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Mount Marty nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Did you know there's a new greenhouse opening on April 20th in Kennesaw, Nebraska? They will be offering the finest selection of bedding plants, vegetable plants, and annuals in hanging baskets and planters. Geraniums are their specialty. Located on South Smith in Kennesaw, formerly the Ladybug, is now Digger's Green Thumb. Locally owned and operated, Digger's is open at 9 a.m. 7 days a week. So come see the selection and quality at Digger's Green Thumb in Kennesaw.
Buzz's Marine has a limited time offer for you. An unbeatable lifetime plus six warranty on all pontoons, deck boats, and fishing boats in their inventory. That's a six-year warranty on components and a lifetime warranty on hull and structure. This is a value you can't put a price on. And with financing as low as 4.99%, you need to check out a new pontoon for yourself, like the 2013 Sunchaser 8522 Fishing Cruise. Stop by 507 Central Avenue in Kearney or visit buzzesmarine.com to see our full inventory.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Broncos and Bob Barney, the second half of the doubleheader today. Bronco baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2012-2013 season. Nebraska also in action today. They're playing in Illinois against Purdue. The Huskers win the first half of their doubleheader today by a score of 10-2. With the second game coming up, the Huskers winning 10-2 over Purdue, first half of two here today. On the mound for Mount Marty here in game number one is going to be another A.J. A.J. Fruchtel gets the start for Hastings. A.J. Griffith gets the start here for the Lancers of Mount Marty in the second half of the twin bill. His overall record is sitting at 2 wins and 5 losses on the season. ERA at 4.29. A.J. Griffith has thrown 42 innings so far for the Lancers, giving up 51 hits and 29 runs. 20 of those have been earned, 14 base on balls, 33 strikeouts. Teams are batting .295 against him, and his ERA at 4.29. So A.J. Griffith throwing for the Lancers in game number two here today. Gabe Salas will lead off for Hastings College here in the bottom half of the first inning. Salas playing at shortstop in the second half of the twin bill here today. Takes a pitch outside for ball, 1-0 the count. Tyler Delafonte, the right fielder, will be next. And then Brent Hermanison, the catcher. There's a swing and a miss by Salas. And the count is even up at 1-1. Following Hermanison in the number 4 hole today will be Adam Brown. Trenton Neal will follow him. And then Jake Steets is the designated hitter in the second ball game. He'll bat in the number 6 hole today. Next pitch by Griffith. This is going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2-1. Bottom third of the order for Hastings will be John LeMaster at first base, Ryan Anderson the center fielder, then Ben Reimer at second base. Hastings wins the first half, 2-1 over Mount Marty. There's the ball hit down the right field side. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count of 1-2. Hastings with only 4 base hits in the opener today, but picked up a couple of runs, and that's all they needed after Jeremy Williams does the job on the mound with 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. 4th complete game of the season for Jeremy Williams. There's the ball hit right back to the pitcher on the mound as Griffith grabs it and he throws it to first base. That's going to be in time to retire Gabe Salas. So a hard hit ball right back to A.J. Griffith, who throws it to first baseman Jared Miller to record the out there. That's going to be a Tyler Delafonte next, the right fielder. Delafonte in the first ball game for Hastings. He grounded out once, reached on a fielder's choice, and also grounded out a second time. He's looking for his first base hit of this doubleheader as he sends that one out to left field on the first pitch to Nick Davis, and he grabs the ball. So Tyler Delafonte flies out to Nick Davis out in left field for the second out of the first inning of play, and Brent Hermanison comes up there next. Hermanison still in number 3 spot here in the batting order. Hermanison was 1-for-3 in game number 1. He had a single in the 5th inning. Broncos scored both of their runs in that first ball game in the 4th inning. Mount Marty scored their run in the 3rd, and it was a pitcher's duel from that point on. Jeremy Williams out-dueling Dominique Wiesler, who both pitchers went the entire way for their respective teams in the opener today. Hastings and Mount Marty now tied in the conference at 6 wins and 7 losses. There's a ground ball hit towards short, charging, grabbing the ball, getting it to first base, and that's going to be in time. In the nick of time there is Alex Mueller makes the play on the ball at shortstop. Comes charging in on the grassy portion of the infield and makes a throw over to first baseman Jared Miller to record the out. So the Broncos go down in order here in the first inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the second with a score. Hastings nothing, Mount Marty nothing.
lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. At Duncan Field, game number two here today after Hastings won the opener by a score of 2-1. We're in the second inning. And coming up here for Mount Marty in their half of the second will be Nick Davis, the left fielder. Also Tyler Edler, the second baseman. And Michael O'Connell, the third baseman. If any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Nick Sewer in the ball game here in the second inning. A.J. Fruchtel throwing out there for Hastings College here in inning number two. The first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Nick Davis. He played in game number one as well for Mount Marty. As he hits that ball toward center field, backing up will be Ryan Anderson. Moves to his left and grabs the ball. And Nick Davis is retired on the second pitch from A.J. Fruchtel. Now coming up there is going to be Tyler Edler. Edler in the first ball game, he played out in center fielder. Out in center field, he had a couple of base hits, and he had a base on balls in his three plate appearances against Jeremy Williams. So Edler comes up there. He started the day with a batting average of .260 on the season. There's the wind of the pitch by A.J. Fruchtel. It's going to be down low, and the count is at one ball and no strikes. Thursday and Saturday next week for Hastings College. They'll be at home on Thursday against Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be on the road playing at Midland on the final day of the regular season. Next Saturday, next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, one ball and one strike. Following week will be the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings College will host that one here at Duncan Field and also the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball, two balls and one strike. We're in the second inning of play. Nobody on here for Mount Marty as the next pitch from A.J. Fruchtel is going to be inside, a fastball that misses. And now the count is at three balls and one strike. Adam Brown, Gabe Salas on the left side of the diamond here for Hastings College at third base and shortstop, respectively. You've got Ben Reimer and John LeMaster on the right side at second base and first. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's three balls and two strikes. On the outfield for Hastings here in game number two, Trenton Neal out in left field. Ryan Anderson is out in center. Tyler Delafonte out there in right field. Next pitch is swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. Second strike out in the ball game there for A.J. Fruchtel. And now coming up here is going to be Michael O'Connell, the third baseman. O'Connell wears number 25 in that gray uniform here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. He played in the first ball game as well, laid down his sacrifice, hit one back to the pitcher, and also singled. He was 1-for-3 in the ball game. He will take a pitch there for a strike, nothing and one. To Michael O'Connell, who started the day with a batting average of .282. A.J. Fruchtel working quickly out there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to be inside. That's one ball and one strike down to Michael O'Connell. He's the seventh hitter in the batting order here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. We're now 14-21 on the season. There's a ball tapped foul. And the count at one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Again, Doan winning today in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, 4-1. Northwestern picked up a 2-1 win over Concordia. Midland beating Dort by a score of 1-0, and Hastings with a 2-1 win over Mount Marty in the opener. Nebraska winning over to Purdue by a score of 10-2. Two balls and two strikes and two men out here in the second inning of play. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on. Here's Salas at shortstop. He's going to make the play on the edge of the outfield grass. Nice play there by Gabe Salas. Hastings has played tremendous defense in this ball game so far today. Michael O'Connell is going to line out to the shortstop there, Gabe Salas at shortstop, and they have nothing going here in the second inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score, Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field, Hastings College in Mount Marty here today on 1230 KHAS. Broncos went down in order at the In the first inning, we've got Adam Brown, Trenton Neal, and Jake Steets coming up there for Hastings College in this second inning of play to face A.J. Griffith out there for the Lancers of Mount Marty. The first pitch to Adam Brown is going to be inside for a ball. Here comes the next one way outside. That's now two balls and no strikes to Adam Brown, who's playing at third base here for the Broncos in this second half of the doubleheader. Adam Brown in the first one today grounded out once. He had a single in the fourth and came around to score one of those two runs and also laid down a sacrifice in inning number five today. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's three balls and no strikes. So Adam Brown looking to get aboard here for the Broncos. Brown started the day with a batting average of .346. Batting in the number four position here, taking all the way on this pitch and a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike now to Adam Brown as he bats here in inning number two for Hastings College. A.J. Griffith gets his sign from Nick Sewer behind the plate. There's a fastball that misses outside, and Hastings gets their first base runner here in the second ball game. A base on balls given up there by A.J. Griffith. First one of the ball game. Trenton Neal coming up there next for Hastings. Neal is playing out in left field for the Broncos here in game number two. So Trenton Neal comes into the plate here in the first ball game. Neal also played out in left field. He had a base on balls, laid down a sacrifice, and he struck out once for Hastings. Now he comes up there with a man on at first base. That is Adam Brown, who takes his lead down there. Jared Miller will hold him on as a Griffith will throw it under the plate. There's a bunt laid down on the first base side, fielded there by Miller. He goes over and tags out Trenton Neal running down the base paths, but running down to second base on the play is going to be Brown. So Neal lays it down on the first base side, but grabbed there by the first baseman Jared Miller. Just reaches out there and tags out Trenton Neal going to the bag at first. The sacrifice works there as they lay one down, and Adam Brown is in scoring position at the second base. Now Adam Brown is also going to be ruled out. Kind of a strange deal there. They thought it was a foul ball. And Adam Brown is also tagged down on the base pads as well. So now we have nobody on the base pads. And two men out. Strange things have happened. Now there's a ball hit right back to the pitcher as Jake Steets sends one back to Griffith and the inning is over. Bam, just like that, the inning is over. So Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third inning of play with a score of Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Mount Marty, second half of two here today. Dakota Wesleyan is going to be in town tomorrow. 1 o'clock will be the first pitch, 12:45 for the pregame show, the Pepsi pregame show on 1230 KHAS. Nick Suhr is up there first. He's the catcher for Bob Marty as A.J. Fruchtel comes out and throws here for Hastings. Alex Mueller will follow him. He's the shortstop, and it will get back to the top of the order again for Bob Marty and Zach Hollenbeck. No score between Hastings and the Lancers here this afternoon in game number two. Bob Marty's already got one base hit. That was to start off the ball game. Other than that, A.J. Fruchtel has done the job here for the Broncos. Got Bob Marty to go down in order in inning number two. He's behind on the count here at 2-1 now to Nick Suhr. He did not play in game number one for the Lancers, doing the catching chores. The catching chores here in the second ball game. That pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's going to be 3-1. Suhr has a batting average of .267 on the season. There's a fastball by A.J. Fruchtel that's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 3-2 to Nick Suhr. He's got 8 base hits and 30 trips to the plate so far this year. No home runs, 4 RBIs. Takes a little half whack there and a swing and a miss. Have a check swing strike there, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game now for A.J. Fruchtel. So these things who had some iffy starting performances a week ago. Got a good performance from Jeremy Williams in game number 1. Now A.J. Fruchtel off with a good start here in game number 2 with 3 strikeouts in the third inning. There's a bunt laid down. Charging is Brown at third base. Goes to first. That ball is going to be there in time. Now it's knocked loose from John LeMaster, and everybody's going to be safe. The base runner was Alex Mueller, who laid down the bunt. The throw was plenty of time there, and then the ball was knocked out of the glove of John LeMaster at first base, and Mueller is aboard here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. So they have a base runner here in the third. And now we got the top of the order coming back up there, and Zach Hollenbeck, who had his single to start off the second ball game here this afternoon in the left field. So now it's going to be A.J. Fruchtel working from the stretch with a base runner out at first base. They'll give a base hit to Alex Mueller on the play. Now he inches away from the bag down there at first base as LeMaster will hold him on. Fruchtel, the left-handed pitcher, gets a good look at first base and now throws into the plate. There's the ball hit to left field again. Chased down there by a Trent Neal around the bag at second base. Digging for third is going to be Mueller. And in there at second base with a stand-up double is going to be Zach Hollenbeck. So Hollenbeck with a single and a double so far here in this ball game. And now the Lancers have a man moved around over to third base. That's going to be Mueller. There's only one man out here in the third inning, and now Matthias Gonsol comes to the plate next. He laid down a sacrifice back there in inning number one. Gonsol in the first ball game fouled out once, grounded out twice, and he struck out once. So he was 0 for 4. Lancers have a chance to put a run on the board here in this third inning of play. Fruchtel throws one to the plate. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to center field. That's a base hit. Picked up out there by Ryan Anderson. Around the bag at third and coming home is going to be the second run. And it's now a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Lancers. So Mueller scores from third base. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Hollenbeck as Matthias Gonsol hammers a single that produces a couple of runs here in this third inning of play. And now the Lancers have the lead over Hastings by the score of 2-0. Now Marty scored their only run of the ball game, the first one in the third inning. That's been their lucky inning. They've got 2 so far on the board here in the second ball game, one man out. And coming to the plate next will be Brighton Carlson. He's the designated hitter. He fouled out to LeMaster at first base back there in inning number one. Carlson was a DH in the first ball game, had a base on balls, in fact, 2 of them. A single, and he flew out once. Scores around the bunt, pulls it back, takes a pitch outside for a ball. They appeal out to the base umpire. They say no, did not go after that one. So the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count with the base runner on at first place. First base, that is Gonsol. Takes his lead down there. LeMaster will hold him on. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for another ball. And it's now 2-1. Mount Marty is a team, 32 out of 37 in swiping bases this year. Gonsol down there, he is 9 for 9 in stealing bases. We got to watch him. Gonsol down there at first base with the Lancers of Mount Marty. And you've got Brighton Carlson here at the plate. A count of 2 balls and 1 strike. A.J. Fruchtel looks in for the sign from his catcher, Brent Hermanison. Comes set on the mound. Fires one to the plate. That's going to be swung on. Hit to left field. Could be problems if it stays fair. And it's foul by a couple of feet out there. Hard hit ball, but in foul territory. Trenton Neal gives it a chase there. But fortunately enough for the Broncos, that one falls in foul territory. But coming back to grab the club is going to be Brighton Carlson. Heading back to first base is going to be Matthias Gonsol. 2 runs in here for the Lancers in the third inning of play. They have a 2-0 lead over Hastings. Mount Marty with 4 base hits already in this ball game against Fruchtel. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. Popped up. Going to stay here on the right side. And coming over is going to be Reimer over in the foul territory, the second baseman, to make the catch there. So Carlson will foul out to the second baseman, Ben Reimer, who makes the play over there in foul territory. Now Jared Miller comes up to the plate next. 2 men out for the Lancers. Jared Miller is the first baseman. He struck out his first time up there. Miller in the first ball game had a single, hit into a double play, and was hit by a pitch. Here comes the offering to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and 1 strike to Jared Miller for the Lancers. 5'11", 175-pounder, a junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there right on the money, and they have got him at second base. First time this year that Gonsol has been caught stealing. He's now 9 for 10 in stealing bases. Hermanison right on the money. They get the tag down there at second base, and the inning is over. But Mount Marty, they score a couple of runs here in the third. We go to the bottom of the inning with a score of Mount Marty 2, Hastings College nothing.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring. So they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Hastings nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos trailing here in this ball game now by a score of 2-0. We got the bottom third of the order coming up there as well. John LeMaster, also Ryan Anderson, and Ben Reimer. There's a ball hit to second base. Edler grabs it, goes to first, and it's in time. John LeMaster is retired in the play from second to first. LeMaster in the first ball game had a tough time getting on the base pads as well. He struck out once, hit into a double play, and had a base on balls. Ryan Anderson comes up there next. Anderson is the center fielder here in game number 2. Played in center in the first ball game. He started the day with a batting average of 154 as he stumps in there from the right-hand side. And the pitch is in there by A.J. Griffith. And the count at no balls and 1 strike. Anderson in the first ball game had a single, reached on an error, and he struck out once. So he was 1 for 3 in the ball game today. First half of the twin bill. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Looked like Anderson wanted to pull the trigger and did not. And the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike. Ben Reimer would be next, and we'll see the top of the order. They can get aboard. Gabe Salas. Hastings trailing 2-0 here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So now Ryan Anderson is behind the count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. A.J. Griffith throwing out there for Mount Marty here in this ball game. There's the wind and the pitch again. Some off-speed stuff, a slow curve ball there that just misses. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings batting here in the second inning of play. Here, check that, the third inning of play now. There's a ball hit to second base again. Endler grabs it and he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Ryan Anderson is retired in the play. So Tyler Endler at second base makes a couple of plays on the ball there to begin this third. Two up, two down. Here comes Ben Reimer up there next. Ben Reimer at second base again today, batting in the number 9 position. Reimer was hit by a pitch, and he had a single in the first ball game for Hastings. Reimer started the day with a batting average of just 105. Reimer will take a pitch in there on the outside corner for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Ben Reimer with Gabe Salas on deck here. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be out wide for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike now to Ben Reimer. Little guy, 5'8", 163-pounder out of Hastings High. Junior here for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. Griffith. It's on the way, and that was going to be inside. That's 2 balls and 1 strike now. 2-1 the count to Ben Reimer. Mount Marty will play him pretty much straight away in the outfield as the wind continues to blow here out of the southeast at about 21 miles per hour. As the next pitch is fouled on the first base side, out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes here to Ben Reimer. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0 to the Lancers after they won the first ball game 2-1. A.J. Griffith looking for the sign. He's got it from Nick Sewer. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed, and Reimer goes down. The inning is over. Strikeout number 1 in the ball game for A.J. Griffith, and Hastings has had a tough time getting anybody on the base patch here in this third inning of play. And for the ball game so far, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth with a score. Mount Marty 2, Hastings nothing.
Practice your piano lesson. Ah, would you listen to that? The steady whir of a bustling household.
I didn't do that.
Maybe right now would be a good time for... That's right, a Pepsi. Knock, knock, who's home? Refreshment.
Coming.
Sorry. Can't talk. My mouth's filled with Maybe we should put the blinds down and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe definitely. This is like throwing a house party, but only inviting Pepsi and yourself. The Joneses have never had a taste like this. For now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, it's Mount Marty coming to the plate now here in the fourth inning of play. Lancers are out on top of Hastings by the score of 2-0. A.J. Fruchtel will stay out there for the Broncos. He'll start this fourth inning. Jared Miller, Nick Davis, Tyler Endler scheduled up here for the Lancers in this fourth inning. Here comes the pitch to the plate by Fruchtel. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's 1 ball and 1 strike here to Jared Miller. He struck out his first time up there in inning number 1. Fruchtel working. Here's the next pitch, a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's 3 balls and no strikes now to Jared Miller. 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for the Lancers here in this inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. 4 straight pitches. So heading down to first base on the play is going to be Jared Miller. And now Nick Davis comes up there next. Hastings has got some relievers warming up down in the bullpen down there on the third base side. Just in case if Fruchtel runs into any trouble here. Looks like that's Ryan Gardner who's out there warming up here for Hastings College. Nick Davis comes to the plate next. He flew out to center field his first time up there. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back. Quick throw down to first base, and that's going to be close, but they don't get him. Diving back in there was a Jared Miller. Again, a good throw by Hermanison behind the plate. The master applies the tag, but not quickly enough, and Jared Miller is back in there. Cloudy, windy, chilly day again today at Duncan Field in Hastings. The winter coats, the blankets are out for the fans in the stands today. Sooner or later, spring is going to get here. Here comes the next pitch. He squares around the bunt again and pulls it back and will take a pitch down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Hastings will play a Thursday-Saturday series next week. Nebraska Wesleyan in town on Thursday night. And Hastings will play their final regular season series at Midland on Saturday. Scores around the button, fouls it back to the press box. One ball and two strikes. That's if the weather holds. And we got some nasty weather moving into the area expected on Monday night on into Tuesday. Cold and damp and rainy, snowy weather again. GPAC postseason tournament begins in 2 weeks here in Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's a breaking pitch that stays up high for a ball. Has two balls and two strikes. Hastings will host that tournament. It'll start on a Thursday. Run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Games will be at Duncan Field and at the Smith Complex the first day. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at three balls and two strikes. To Nick Davis, the number five hitter in the batting order here for the Lancers. Hastings trying to scrape and claw their way into the GPAC postseason tournament. Top eight teams out of the conference regular season standings will qualify. There's a high fly ball to right field. Tyler Delafonte, he will grab it out there for the first out of the inning. So Nick Davis will fly out to Tyler Delafonte. And now Tyler Edler comes up there next. He is a second baseman. He struck out his first time up there. Edler in that first ball game for Mount Marty. He had a single. He had a walk. He had another single. So he was two for two. Was on base all three times he was up there against Jeremy Williams. Now facing A.J. Fruchtel. And there's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Tyler Edler. Mount Marty batting here in the fourth inning of play. They got one runner on the base pads at first base. They've got a 2-0 lead over Hastings College. Fruchtel again throws one to the plate. That's going to be down low. Edler looked like he wanted to chase after that one, but did not. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike. Edler, he started the day today with a batting average of .260. Mount Marty is a team with up around .289 as a team batting average. Hastings just at .226. But the Broncos picked up the win in the opener 2-1 as the next pitch is going to be fouled away in the first base side. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 the count here to Tyler Edler, with Michael O'Connell in the on-deck circle here for the Lancers. Nick Suhr is in the hole, so to speak. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit to a Reimer at second base. Grabs it, underhands it to first. That's going to be in time. Well, it's going to hit off of the handle of the bat. It goes in between the first baseman, LeMaster, and Ben Reimer, the second baseman. Ben moves to his left. He underhands it to John LeMaster to record the out there at first base. Moving down to second on the play is going to be Jared Miller. So Miller is in scoring position now at second. Michael O'Connell comes up there next. He flew out to the shortstop his first time up there. That was back in inning number two. Here comes the pitch from A.J. Fruchtel. That's going to be in there for a strike. 1-0-1 the count here to Michael O'Connell. Connell in the first ball game laid down his sacrifice. He hit one back to the pitcher, and he hit a single. So he was officially 1-for-2 in that first ball game. O'Connell started the day with a batting average of .282. Here comes the next pitch by Fruchtel, hit third base side in foul territory. The count is now nothing and two to Michael O'Connell in the number seven position here in the batting order for the Lancers. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a 1 o'clock start here at Duncan Field. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon with Coach Jim Bovey. Crucial series here for the Broncos. They got one in the book so far with a win in the opener here. But they're trailing in the ninth cap by a score of 2-0 to Mount Marty. Lancers have a base runner on in scoring position at second base. That is Jared Miller. Fruchtel is looking in for the sign here from Hermanison. He's got it. Comes center of the mound. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up as he get out of play as he comes right back at us. So the count remains at no balls and two strikes here. To your batter for the Lancers of Mount Marty, Michael O'Connell. He's playing at third base this afternoon defensively for the Lancers. Fruchtel again looking for some advice here from Brent Hermanison. He's got it. Comes to his belt, now throws into the plate. A fastball that's going to miss outside. And the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count down to Michael O'Connell as that wind continues to whip up. Here at Duncan Field this afternoon, blowing in on the hitters from center field. Brechtel again offers up another one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to the left side. He gets through there. Salas can't grab it at shortstop. And staying at third base on the play is going to be Jared Miller. Miller advances to third. Michael O'Connell gets a base hit there to left field. And Nick Sir comes up there next. He's the catcher. So Sir comes up there with base runners on at first and third base now. Sir did not play in the game number one. Got a batting average of .267 to start off the day today. Eight base hits and 30 trips to the plate. No home runs and four RBIs. You got a chance to drive one home right here with a base runner on at third base. Here comes the pitch by A.J. Fruchtel. It's going to be outside for a ball. So the Grand Island native A.J. Fruchtel falls behind on the count here at one ball and no strikes. Then a number eight hitter in the batting order for the Lancers. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. That's one ball and one strike. Gardner continues to warm up down there in the Hastings College bullpen on the third base side. Broncos are trailing by a score of 2-0. Mount Marty with five base hits already here in this ball game. Hastings still looking for their first one. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be some off-speed stuff that misses. A good stop there by Brent Hermanison behind the plate. Two balls and one strike now to Nick Sir. With a base runner at first base, that's Michael O'Connell. Base runner at third base, that's Jared Miller. Fractal working from the stretch. Here comes the next one to the plate, right down the pipe there. Two balls and two strikes. A fastball by A.J. Fruchtel. Alex Mueller will be next. Hoping to get a chance here for the Lancers in this fourth inning. But there's two men out. Two strikes on the batter, Nick Sir. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. Delafonte comes over near the line, and he can't grab it. It's in foul territory. So Delafonte gives it a try out there in right field, but can't get to it. It's a long strike, a long foul ball down the right field line. Everybody goes back. Here comes Sir. Grabs the bat in the right-hand batter's box. Michael O'Connell heads back to first base. Jared Miller heads back to third. Mount Marty looking to add to their run total here in this fourth inning of play. Nick Sir has a count of two balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch by Fruchtel. That ball is going to be popped up. Going back is going to be the second baseman, Reimer, and he grabs the ball on the edge of the outfield grass. So Sir is going to fly out to the second baseman, Ben Reimer, and the inning is over. Mount Marty scores no runs on one base hit, no errors on Hastings, and two men left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score, Mount Marty 2, Hastings nothing.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Online, anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Transform your kitchen into a work of art with the elevated design of Whirlpool brand White Ice or Black Ice appliances from Rogers Incorporated. And for a limited time, receive up to a $400 prepaid card by mail when you purchase these stunning kitchen appliances during the Sleek Style Beautiful Savings event. Visit Rogers Incorporated today and save on the White Ice and Black Ice appliances from Whirlpool. Offer valid through April 30th. See store for full details and qualified models. Rogers Incorporated, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. And the Hastings College softball team, who's currently leading the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a perfect 8-0 record. They are playing this afternoon against Northwestern. But the ball games are being played in Sioux City today instead of Orange City. Northwestern right now is third in the conference at 10-4. Hastings at 8-0. Morningside is at 9-1. Hastings was supposed to play Morningside tomorrow, but those games have been moved to April the 29th, evidently because of some soggy conditions up in Sioux City today. So they're playing in Sioux City at one field, and then they're going to play Morningside. They were supposed to play at another field tomorrow. It's going to be postponed to April the 29th. So Hastings up to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth. There's a ground ball to shortstop and a long throw to first. That's going to be in time as Gabe Salas is retired in the play. So Hastings still looking for their first hit of the ball game here. That's going to bring up a Tyler Delafonte next. A.J. Griffiths has mowed down the Broncos so far in the second ball game. Tyler Delafonte flew out to left field his first time up there. Here's the wind in the pitch by A.J. It's going to be right down the pipe there. Nothing and one to Tyler Delafonte. Tyler in the first ball game for Hastings. He grounded out once, hit into a field's choice, and grounded out a second time. Here's the next pitch in there. It's called strike two. So nothing and two to Tyler Delafonte. He's batting here in the fourth inning of play. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 2-0. A.J. Griffith winds again. Next pitch to the plate is going to be down low this time. One ball and two strikes. Brent Hermanison is due up there next for Hastings. If one of these two guys can get aboard, we'll see Adam Brown. Hastings trying to get something going here in this second ball game. Here comes the next one by A.J. Griffith. It's going to be down low. And the count is at two balls and two strikes now to Tyler Delafonte for Hastings, who's playing out in right field again for Hastings College here in game number two. A.J. Griffith throws one, and it's going to hit. It's going to hit Delafonte. That's one way to get on the old base pads. Tyler Delafonte gets aboard here with being hit by a pitch. He becomes the second base runner for Hastings here in this ball game. Adam Brown had a walk back there in the second. Other than that, Zilcho for Hastings here in this ball game. Brent Hermanison comes up there next. Hermanison, he grounded out his first time up there. Hermanison also, in the first ball game, had a base hit and three trips to the plate. So Hermanison, who's doing the catching chores here in game number two, steps up there with a runner down at first base now for Hastings. Taking a lead down there is going to be Delafonte, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Brent Hermanison. Hastings stealing bases this year, only 10 out of 17. Delafonte is 1 out of 2 in swiping bases down there. He will take a lead down there at first base now as A.J. Griffith looks over his left-hand shoulder. He comes set on the mound, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play. One ball and one strike here to Brent Hermanison as the Broncos are batting here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0 to Mount Marty. Five base hits for the Lancers in this ball game, nothing for Hastings. A.J. Griffith looking in for the sign from his catcher, Nick Sewer. Looks over his left shoulder again. Delafonte with a good lead down there at first base. Quick throw over there. And Delafonte back in there with a tag with his right hand. One ball and one strike. One man out for Hastings here in the fourth inning of play. This one scheduled for 7 again tonight between Hastings and Mount Marty in the second half of 2. Delafonte with a lead down there at first base again as he inches away. Takes another step out there. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A curveball that's going to miss inside. And the count is sitting at 2-1. 2-1 the count here to Brent Hermanison. He was the GPAC Player of the Week last week. Hit 5-for-8 from the plate. Had a couple of doubles. He walked 4 times. Hastings went 3-1 against Morningside and Briarcliff last weekend. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A swing and a miss. Hermanison cannot get around on that fastball from A.J. Griffith. Then the count is sitting at 2-2. Mount Marty plays in pretty much a straightaway out there in the outfield. 2-2 here to Brent Hermanison, number 3 batter in the batting order for the Broncos. That is still on at first base. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from A.J. Griffith. Now he's going to take some extra time. He's going to step off of the rubber and make sure Tyler Delafonte is not going anywhere over there at first base. 2-2, 1 man out here in the fourth inning. A.J. Griffith again looks over at first base. Throws one to the plate. It's going to be fouled away in the first base side. Gets out of play. So the count remains at 2-2 here to Brent Hermanison for Hastings. Hermanison is a sophomore, 6'4", 215-pounder. Out of Golden, Colorado. So 2-2 the count here as A.J. Griffith looks for something that's going to get the leading hitter for Hastings back to the dugout. Here comes that 2-2 pitch. A curveball that stays up high. It's now 3-2. So after Hermanison has fouled away, a plethora of pitches here. He's now worked the count full at 3-2 here in the fourth inning. With Delafonte down there at first base. Hastings down by a couple of runs. 2-0 is the score. A.J. Griffith again comes center of the mound. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in foul territory as it gets out of play. And the count remains at 3-2. Nebraska winning today as they beat Purdue by a score of 10-2. Huskers playing a doubleheader with the Boilermakers after being washed out of their action last night. So they'll be playing another one coming up. The action today on ESPN 1550 KICS. 5:30 will be the start of the second ball game, the pregame. 6:05 for the first pitch. There's the ball hit foul again on the third base side. And the count remains at 3-2. So Brent Hermanison hanging tough in there. Hermanison has struck out 15 times so far this year. He has walked 12 times. He has a count of 3-2 here. There's one man out for Hastings in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Tyler Delafonte still inching away from the bag at first base. Good lead. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again. It's sided on the first base side out of play. Ball chaser is getting a workout just from this at-bat here from Brent Hermanison. Gun remains at 3-2. Hermanison is fouled away. At least 5 pitches here. 3-2. And a man out here in the fourth inning. A.J. Griffith again comes center of the mound. Here comes a 3-2. That ball's going to be poked to right center field. That's going to get down, I think, for a base hit. Yes, it is. Around the bag at second. Digging for third is going to be Delafonte. He is there. And now Hastings with runners on at first and third base. So Brent Hermanison, after fouling away a bunch of pitches there, finally finds something he can park out there. He's sent to the right center field for a base hit. Now Hastings has runners on at first and third base. Here comes Adam Brown out there next. So Adam Brown comes out. He reached on a baseline ball back there in the second inning of play. And now running at first base for Brent Hermanison is going to be Ryan Valdez. So Ryan Valdez comes out and runs now at first base for the catcher Brent Hermanison. So now a couple of speedsters on the base pads. Valdez is at first base. He's a little dude, 5'6". And over there across the diamond at third base, it's going to be Tyler Delafonte. He is 5'10". And at the plate is going to be Adam Brown. Adam Brown, again, reached on a baseline balls his last time up there in the second inning. That was the first base hit of the ball game for Hastings by Hermanis in the right center field. Hastings now been out hitting this ball game 5-1, but they're threatening here in this fourth inning with runners on at first and third base. Valdez takes the lead down there at first base. They'll hold him on over there with Jared Miller, the first baseman. Pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball as Adam Brown dances away from that inside fastball. 1-0 here to Adam Brown. Trenton Neal would be next, and then Jake Steets. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 again today, second half of the doubleheader. A.J. Griffith throws one to first base, and back in there is going to be Ryan Valdez. Valdez, a junior out of Evergreen, Colorado. Not a big guy either. 5'6", 165-pounder. Inches away from the bag again at first. 1-1 here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. A swing and a foul tap. 1-2 the count now to Adam Brown. Adam in the first ball game for Hastings College. Grounded out once, singled, scored a run, and laid down a sacrifice. 1-2 now to Adam Brown here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. One man out for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch by Griffith. That ball's going to be popped up. It's going to get out of play. And the count now at 1-2 to Adam Brown. Brown is a junior, 5'10", 195-pounder from Grand Island Central Catholic. Runners on at the corners here for Hastings. They're trailing in the ballgame by a score of 2-0. A.J. Griffith is throwing a lot of pitches here in this inning. Here's the next one that's going to be fouled back to the screen. There's been some long at-bats here from Delafonte, Hermanison, and now Adam Brown. Three consecutive hitters have fouled away a bunch of pitches here, and Griffiths really having no work here in this inning for the Lancers of Mount Marty. One ball and two strikes now to Adam Brown. With runners at the corners here. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That one is inside and is swinging a foul tap. Runner was going on the pitch there. Now going back to first base is going to be Valdez. Brown just got a little piece of that one. So it's foul tap here at the plate. So Valdez will go back to first base. Down there at third is Delafonte. Adam Brown trying to get something in play here to produce a run. Trenton Neal would be next, and then Jake Steets. Here comes Griffith again as he takes some time and now throws into the plate. The ball's going to be hit to short. Mueller grabs it on the hop. He goes to first base. That is going to be in time. Obviously, the hometown fans don't agree on that one. A runner is going to come in and score. That's Delafonte. He comes in to score. I think the base umpire might have missed one right there. Adam Brown is thrown out on the play from short to first. The run comes in to score, but now there's two men out. Valdez heads down to second base in the play. Might be getting cold out there. So Trenton Neal comes to the plate next. Neal laid down he hit into a double play back there in the second inning of play. So now it's a 2-1 ball game. Hastings with the best runner at second base as Neal comes up there. And the first pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Trenton Neal in the first ball game, a base on balls, a sacrifice, and he struck out once. And he hit into a double play earlier in this ball game. That was back in the second. Ryan Valdez with a good lead now at second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be swung on. Tapped down the line at the first base in foul territory. Retrieved there by Jared Miller, but foul. And the count is at 1-1 now to Trenton Neal for Hastings. Neal is a junior out of Ogallala. 5'11", 170-pounder. Bats from the left-hand side here. Facing the right-handed throwing A.J. Griffith here in this ball game. Griffith so far has walked one, struck out one for the Lancers. Man is on his second base. That's Ryan Valdez. And now a timeout is called here. Timeout is called as everybody resets. A.J. Griffith on the mound, and then digging back in from the left-hand side here is going to be Trenton Neal. Griffith working from the stretch with a base runner on at second base. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. So it's now 1-2 to Trenton Neal. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports for the 2012-2013 season. Hastings winning the opener today by a score of 2-1 over the Lancers. Jeremy Williams getting the win for the Broncos in game number one. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be again tapped foul down the first base side. So A.J. Griffith continues to work out there, and he's throwing a bunch of pitches here in this fourth inning. 2-1 is the score now. The Lancers have the lead over Hastings. Mount Marty scoring two runs in the third inning. Hastings scoring their run here in the fourth. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from A.J. Griffith. That ball is going to be fouled again up over the screen, out of play. So the count remains at 1-2 here at the plate on Trenton Neal. Trenton Neal at the plate here for Hastings College. He's walked 14 times. He has struck out 14 times. He has a count here of 1-2. The next one is on the way. It's going to be hit foul again. First base side. His count remains at 1-2. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. 1 o'clock will be the starting time from our doubleheader, 12:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. 1-2, two men out for the Broncos here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. A.J. Griffith throws another one to the plate. That's way upstairs. Way over the head of the batter for Hastings, Trenton Neal. Now the count is at 2-2, two men out. Rolling the deuces on the old scoreboard again here in the fourth inning. A.J. Griffith Shakes off a couple of signs here. Now agrees on one with his catcher, Nick Sewer. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. The runner goes. The ball is going to be hit in left center field. Going over is the left fielder, and he's going to grab the ball. Nick Davis records the outs. So a long inning, and Hastings can come up with only one run here in the inning. Trent Neal flies out to left field to end the inning. Hastings scores one run on one base hit. No errors, and one man left on base. We go to the top of the fifth now with a score. Mount Marty 2, Hastings 1.
Looking for free outdoor family fun? Find it at Prairie Loft Spring Fest on Sunday, April 21st from 1 to 6 p.m. We'll have agriculture and nature activities for all ages in and around our beautiful historic barns. There will be farm animals, food and art vendors, and much more. Admission is free. Prairie Loft is located just west of Hastings on DLD Road. Get event details and directions at prairieloft.org. See you at Prairie Loft Spring Fest on Sunday, April 21st.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings. Open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trailing Mount Marty by a score of 2-1 now. As we get ready for inning number 5. Mount Marty coming to the plate. They got 9-1-2 in their batting order coming out there. A.J. Fruchtel will live to see another inning here as he comes out here for Hastings and throws a strike to Alex Mueller. Mueller is a shortstop for Mount Marty. Had a base hit his last time up there in the third inning and came around to score one of the two runs. Mueller in their first ball game for the Lancers did not play. Mueller playing at shortstop here in game number 2. So Mueller is up there for the Lancers in this 2-1 ball game as the next pitch from Fruchtel is going to be down low for a ball. It gets away from the catcher for Hastings, Brent Hermanison. But no damage done. Nobody on the base pads right now. For Mount Marty, the count is sitting at 1-2 here. To the batter for Mount Marty. Here comes the next one by Fruchtel. It's going to be a foul tap here at the plate as Mueller just got a little piece of that one. And the count is at 1-2. Mueller has a batting average of .429 in the season. He actually leads the team as far as a batting average is concerned. He's just hadn't had a lot of plate appearances this year. He's 3 out of 7. He takes a look at a pitch there. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's 2-2 now on Alex Mueller. He's got one RBI to his credit, one base on balls, and a couple of strikeouts. Now the count has been worked forward, 3-2. A.J. Fruchtel is working on the number 9 hitter here in the batting order. Zach Hollenbach is due up there next. He's got a couple of base hits. Here's the ball. It's going to be tapped to the shortstop. Salas grabs it, goes to first, and retires Alex Mueller. So Mueller is retired in the play from short to first. And now Zach Hollenbach coming up there. A single, a double, he has scored a run. That was all here in this ball game. But he was 0-4 in game number 1. Struck out 3 times. And hit one back to the pitcher. So Hollenbach has come alive here in this second ball game with a couple of base hits. He's up there for the third time now to face A.J. Fruchtel. And the pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 to Zach Hollenbach. Matthias Gonsol is due up there next. One man out here in the fifth. Next pitch from A.J. Fruchtel is going to be inside for a ball. And it is now 2-0. 2-0 the count here to Zach Hollenbach for Mount Marty. Hollenbach, sophomore out of Las Vegas. There's a fly ball toward right field, and grabbing the ball out there is going to be Delafonte for Hastings. So Hollenbach flies out to right field. Now Matthias Gonsol coming up there next. Hastings did not have an error in the first ball game, and so far through 4 2/3 innings here, they are errorless. Hastings playing good defense here today. A 2-1 ball game as the Lancers have the lead. Matthias Gonsol coming up there. Laid down his sacrifice, and he had a two-run single back there in the third inning of play to produce the runs that we have seen in this ball game out of Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is at nothing and two here to Matthias Gonsol from Mount Marty. Gonsol is at a Papillion La Vista South. 6'1", 185-pound junior. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays outside. 1-2. They try to get Gonsol to go after an outside pitch there, but bat stayed on the shoulder. 1-2 the count now. Here comes the next one. It's swung on again. Hit to Salas at shortstop. And he bobbles the ball just as we were gleaming about their defense. It's Gabe Salas committing the first error of the ball game there for Hastings at the shortstop. So Mount Marty gets a base runner aboard here at first base. I knew I shouldn't have mentioned it. Brighton Carlson coming up there next. He is the designated hitter. He's fouled out a couple of times. So he's 0-2 here in the ball game. He's got a base runner on now at first base. Here comes the pitch from Frechtel. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Last week in the first game against Morningside on Saturday, Hastings committed 6 errors. Lost that ball game 6-0 to Morningside. There's a hard hit ball toward left field, but it's going to curve over into foul territory. And the count now on the batter, Brighton Carlson, is at 1-1. Hastings lost the first game at 4-game set last weekend and came back to win the next 3 with the second half of the doubleheader against Morningside and then swept 2 games from Briarcliff on Sunday. Hastings needs that kind of a performance this weekend to hang in the running for the GPAC postseason tournament. Bouncing ball toward third. Brown has got it to first base, and the side is retired here in this fifth inning of play as Adam Brown throws it across the diamond to John LeMaster. So Mount Marty scores no runs in the inning on no hits. 1 error on Hastings. 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Mount Marty 2, Hastings 1.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah, the Hastings College softball team, they are playing today in Sioux City against Northwestern. Those games move from Orange City to Sioux City, playing a couple of games. Starting times of 4:30 and 6:30. The Broncos currently on top in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 8-0. Other games in softball today, Concordia has beaten Mount Marty by a score of 4-1. Nebraska Wesleyan over Morningside 3-2. And Doan has beaten Dort by a score of 8-0. Midland at Dakota Wesleyan was postponed. They're going to play those games coming up on Monday, April the 29th. So Hastings College batting here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Broncos trailing in the contest by the score of 2-1. A.J. Griffith still out there for the Lancers, giving up only one base hit so far. There's a hard hit ball toward left, but it's going to be in foul territory. Marking that one was Jake Steets, but curves foul. Steets did not play in game number one for Hastings College. He grounded out to the pitcher earlier in this ball game. That was back in the second inning of play. The pitch comes inside on Steets, and a swing and a foul tap here at the plate. Steets has a batting average of .193 on the season. 11 base hits and 57 trips to the plate for Jake Steets. A couple of doubles to his credit. He's got one of the two home runs that Hastings has hit so far this year. As he takes a pitch outside and down low here, and the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steets has struck out 14 times this year. He has walked only four times. Two balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. A swing and a miss, and he goes down here. A strikeout. Jake Steets goes down. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for A.J. Griffith. And now John LeMaster comes to the plate next. LeMaster, he grounded out his last time up there. That was back in the second inning of play. First ball game, hit into a double play, walked once and struck out once. So LeMaster comes up here in the fifth inning. Nobody on the base pads, and the Broncos trailing by a run. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. It's nothing and one to John LeMaster. Broncos dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Lancers dressed in their gray, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the yellow. There's a tapper to the left side. Picked up by the shortstop there. Mueller is thrown to first base. That's not going to be in time. John LeMaster gets aboard there as he beats out the throw from Alex Mueller. Could be a payback there for one that you missed earlier. Huh? So John LeMaster gets aboard here for Hastings College. They're going to give him a base hit. So Hastings now with two base hits here in the ball game. And now Ryan Anderson comes up there next. Anderson is a center fielder. He grounded out his first time up there. So Hastings now with a base runner at first. As LeMaster, here comes a pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike. Anderson squares around the button and pulls her back. Takes a strike in the outside corner. LeMaster down there at first base for Hastings College. He has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. He's got a lead right now at first. Jared Miller will hold him on. A.J. Griffith looks over his left shoulder again. Waits and now offers one to the plate. As the ball that sails up high for a ball. And the count is at one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count here. Hastings looking for a run to get back in the thick of things here. 2-1 is the score. Lancers have got the lead. Mount Marty scoring both of their runs in the third. Hastings scoring a run in the fourth. Now we're in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the next pitch. The ball is going to be hit to the second baseman. He grabs the ball. They're going to double up LeMaster. Double play. A line out by Ryan Anderson right to the second baseman, Tyler Endler, who grabs into the webbing of the glove. LeMaster was halfway to second base, and he puts on the brakes, but not soon enough as he is doubled up on the base pads here. A 4-3 double play, and the Broncos are out of the fifth inning. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth now with a score. Mount Marty 2, Hastings 1.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Now's the time to come into Godfather's Pizza in Hastings for the Super Specialty Feast. During this limited time offer, customers can get a medium Super Specialty Pizza, a medium one-topping pizza, and our new Streusel Monkey Bread, all for only $21.99. What a deal. Let Godfather's Pizza do the cooking for you. Located at 14th and Burlington in Hastings, or call ahead at 461-0386, and we'll have your order waiting. Godfather's Pizza, a pizza you can't refuse.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. It's Mount Marty out on top of Hastings by a score of 2-1 as the Lancers trying to preserve a split here with Hastings today. As Frunkel stays out there for the Broncos, he'll throw inning number 6. Jared Miller, Nick Davis, Tyler Edler. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for Mount Marty. There's a ground ball towards second. Ben Reimer. He scoops it up and records the out at first base. So Ben Miller is retired in the play from second to first. Nick Davis coming up there next. He is the left fielder. Davis so far has flown out to center field, and he has flown out to right field. He's 0-for-2 here in this ball game. Davis in the first one was 1 out of 3. He had an RBI single that drove in the only run of the ball game for Mount Marty in game number one against Jeremy Williams. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one to Nick Davis. He started the day with a batting average of .281. Hastings won the opener 2-1. That's the same score here in the nightcap, but Scores are reversed here. Mount Marty's got the lead. Just joining us, Jeremy Williams pitched a great ball game for Hastings in game number one. Scattered six base hits, struck out six, and walked three. Next pitch can be fouled, but back into the glove with the catcher, Brent Hermanison, and the count is sitting at 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Nick Davis, who's playing out in left field for Mount Marty today. Here comes the next one, swung on, tapped to the left side, fielded there by Salas. Off balance throw to first base, not going to be in time. Tough play there by Gabe Salas at shortstop. Moving to his right, then had to put on the brakes and try to make the throwing motion to first, and it was not in time, and not a lot of juice on that throw there by Salas at shortstop. So a base hit there by Nick Davis. That's going to be the sixth hit of the ball game now for Mount Marty. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming to the plate here for the Lancers. Or will we? No, it's going to be Endler coming out there. We're going to have a courtesy runner over there at first base. And we're also going to have a pitching change coming up here as Jim Bovey has made his way out of the dugout. So A.J. Fruchtel is going to be finished now as Bovey asks for the ball. And now we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings College. So we got a break in the action. We are in inning number six here today with one man out. The Broncos trailing in the ballgame. The Lancers two and the Broncos one.
Hi, this is Bo Huffman from GNC and Hastings. Join me each Tuesday at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. From vitamins and minerals to diet and energy advice, we'll talk about what really works. Email questions to GNC at khasradio.com Tuesdays at 8:08 for Ask the Expert.
Hi, this is Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. Join me each Thursday morning for Ask the Expert. We'll talk about everything related to computers, including new hardware and software, virus protection, and so much more. You can email your question to computerhardware@khasradio.com.
Rain is great for grass and plants. However, it's not so great for your home when it causes your basement to flood. Pentair Simer's sump pump kit, available at Hardware Hank, includes all components necessary for complete installation, 24-foot discharge hose kit, and a pre-assembled discharge pipe. Stop in at your nearest Hardware Hank today for Pentair Simer's sump pump kit and know you don't have to worry about flooding the next time it rains.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank, Hardware Hank. Firestone.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radio tractor tire you buy on up to eight tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
So A.J. Fruchtel, he goes 5 1/3 innings for Hastings College here today. He has up two runs so far. And the base pads would be credited his statistics if he comes home. Six base hits, one base on balls, and three strikeouts. Patrick Williamson is going to be the new pitcher for Hastings. Williamson is a 5'9", 230-pound sophomore out of Centennial, Colorado. Williamson pitched well out of the bullpen last weekend, a couple of relief appearances. In fact, he was in two out of the four ball games a week ago. And now Williamson comes in here in the sixth inning of play. They're trying to shut the door on Mount Marty. So Williamson is out here now in the sixth inning for Hastings. Tyler Endler is the first guy that he will face over here. Base runner is down there at first base. That's a courtesy runner out there for Mount Marty. That's a Dylan Schinkel who is out there again. Dylan Schinkel running at first base now for Nick Davis. The count here at the plate is at two balls and no strikes as Williamson misfires on the first two pitches that he throws here in a relief effort in the sixth. 2-1 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. It's now 2-1. Williamson so far this year has an overall record of 2 wins and 2 losses. He's thrown 18 innings, giving up 27 hits, 17 runs, 10 of those earned, 8 base on balls, and 4 strikeouts. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit towards second. Reimer grabs it, bobbles it. Now goes to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. That little bobble may have cost him a chance at a double play there, but They get the lead runner down there at second base. So now there's two men out here in the inning. Base runner is still at first base. That's going to be Edler. Now Michael O'Connell comes to the plate next. O'Connell so far today, he is 1-for-2 here in this ballgame. Blew out to shortstop once, and he also had a base hit. So he's 1-for-2 today in this game number two. He pops this one up. He's going to get out of play. He's out nothing at one. O'Connell, he laid down his sacrifice. Grounded out once in the first ball game and also had a single. Mount Marty with a base runner on at first base. They're looking for a little insurance heading down the stretch here. Hastings trying to shut the door defensively. 2-1 is the score. Mount Marty is out on top as Patrick Williamson now working out there for Hastings. A big guy, a right-handed thrower. There's the ball. It's going to be hit over the head of Reimer in the right center field. Around the back at second base is going to be Endler. He is digging for third. Here comes the throw in. It's going to be cut off there. And runners are on at first and third. Endler moves over to third on the seventh base hit of the ball game for Mount Marty. As O'Connell gets his second hit of the ball game. Now runners are on at first and third base. Two men out here in the inning. And Nick Sir comes to the plate next. He is the catcher. He is 0-for-2 so far today. Here in the second half of the doubleheader, did not play in game number one today. Nick Sir has a batting average of .267. So Sir steps up there with a chance to drive one home right here with the base runner down there at third base. That's Endler as he inches away from the bag there. Williamson working from the stretch with runners at the corners here. And here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike down, and Nick Sir, Alex Mueller, would be next. Sir is the number eight hitter in the batting order here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Team that comes in here from Yankton, South Dakota. Next pitch is a curveball. It's going to be in there for another strike. So now no balls and two strikes. Patrick Williamson kind of started the year as a reliever. Then they moved him into the starting rotation, and then they moved him in here to the bullpen again last couple of weekends. He's pitched well, like we said. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the next one. That ball is going to be down low in the dirt. The ball gets away from Hermanison. Here comes the run in from third base. He's going to be in there. Now the ball is knocked loose again in the infield, and running around to third base on the play is going to be O'Connell. But ball got loose from Hermanison. And now Jim Bovey comes out of the third base dugout. He's going to argue the call here at the plate. Ball got away from Hermanison. It came back here toward the fence. Hermanison comes back to retrieve it. The pitcher Williamson was covering the home plate there as Hermanison tried to flip the ball away. I think it may have ricocheted off of the runner scoring on the play. So right now it's a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Lancers as the home plate umpire goes out to talk with the base umpire here. Jim Bovey waits on the third base line. So they're going to discuss the play here at the plate. You're listening to Bronco Baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. And here comes the home plate umpire back to the plate here. And he's going to come over to the third base dugout to chat with Jim Bovey. I don't think they're going to record the out because everybody is still standing out there for Hastings College. O'Connell works his way over to third base on the play. As the discussion continues, I think the coach is going to lose this one. The ball got away from Brent Hermanison. He comes back to chase it down back here in the grassy portion behind the plate. Williamson comes off of the pitcher's mound like he's supposed to, covers home plate. Hermanison tried to flip the ball back to Williamson. I think it was deflected away from the sliding runner in there at home plate. So the run is going to stand. It's now a 3-1 ball game. O'Connell is over there at third base on the play. And there's the ball. It's going to be hit back up through the middle. The ball hits second base on the play, picked up by Reimer, and he doesn't have a play on the ball. Unbelievable. The ball hit back up through the middle. It hits the bag at second base. Ben Reimer retrieves it, but by then it was too late to throw it to first base. Nick Sir gets aboard. Another run comes in and scores here in the sixth inning. And now it's a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Lancers. And now Alex Mueller comes to the plate next. Well, you don't see that happen very often either. Bouncing ball up through the middle, and it hits second base. Reimer picks it up. He had no throw to first base, or it was way late. Alex Mueller comes up there next, and a run comes in to score as Nick Sir gets aboard with an RBI single. And now Alex Mueller comes to the plate next. So two runs have scored by the Lancers here in this sixth inning. They've now got a 4-1 lead over Hastings. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside. A quick throw down to first. That's not in time as Sir is back in there. Now somebody's running for Nick Sir down there at first base for Mount Marty, the catcher. No, that's going to be Sir. He's inching away from the bag there at first base. So two runs in here for Mount Marty. And here comes the next pitch by Williamson. The ball's going to be hit to third. Adam Brown grabs it on the grass. He throws it at first base. And that one is misbobbled over there by John LeMaster. The throw is a little bit low by Adam Brown, but that one ricochets out of the glove of John LeMaster. So Mueller is going to be safe. That's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings College. So runners are on now at first and second base, two runs in. And now the top of the order coming up there. This is Zach Hollenbach again. Hollenbach is 2-for-3 so far in this ball game. Hastings just needs to get out of this inning. With no further damage done here, we've got only two hits offensively. Now we're trailing 4-1. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up. Going to be heading out to our right center field, going over. And the two outfielders collide. Did they hang on to the ball? It's out there, and Delafonte and Ryan Anderson collide out there in the right center field, and they hang on to the baseball to record the out. But Delafonte is a little shaken up out there as the center fielder Ryan Anderson and Tyler Delafonte, the right fielder, collide out there in right center field, but they hang on to the baseball as Hollenbach flies out to Delafonte officially. But Mount Marty scores two runs here in the sixth inning, a couple of big ones, and the Lancers have the lead over Hastings by the score of 4-1. We'll be back right after this.
Hastings Link to school closings. Hastings Link to weather cancellations. Hastings Link to event postponements and delays. Nebraska's weather can really mess up your plans. Keep yourself up to date when Mother Nature changes your schedule. HastingsLink.com has it all. Click the Bruce Furniture weather threat icon and see school and church closings, snow emergencies, sports and event postponements, and more. Bruce Furniture. No hidden fees, no surprises. Just right for you in Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, and Kearney. Weather threat closings at HastingsLink.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
A.J. Griffith comes back out here for Mount Marty. He'll throw in this sixth inning. Lancers now have the lead over Hastings College. The score is 4-1. Mount Marty scoring two runs in the third. They come back with two more runs in the sixth inning. Hastings scoring their only run of the ball game in the fourth. Hastings winning the first one today by a score of 2-1, but now trailing 4-1 here in the nightcap. Hastings with only two base hits so far in this ballgame. Hastings had only four base hits in the opener today. So coming up here for the Broncos, looks like Creighton Leaf is going to bat here in the number nine position for Ben Reimer. So Creighton Leaf is out here now for Hastings to bat in the sixth as head coach Jim Bovey looks for a little bit of spark offensively, trying to get something going here. Leaf has a batting average of 219 on the season. The count to him is now at no balls and two strikes. Nothing and two to Leaf. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's one and two. Creighton Leaf, the left-handed hitter. He's got seven base hits and 32 trips to the plate so far this year. A couple of RBIs, no home runs. Leaf has struck out 10 times. He has walked four times. He hits that one towards short. It's going to be over the head of the shortstop, Mueller, in the left field. That's a base hit. So Creighton Leaf gets aboard here on a pinch hit single in the sixth inning. Leaf is on the base pads now for Hastings College. And that's going to bring up Gabe Salas now. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1. We've got our leadoff man on here in the sixth. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Hastings and Mount Marty. Broncos batting in the bottom of the sixth. Gabe Salas up there next. Salas is 0-2 here in this ball game. He's grounded out a couple of times. Takes a look at that pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike. A.J. Griffith has gone all the way here for Mount Marty. Their starting pitcher in the first ball game was Dominique Wiesler. He also went the distance for the Lancers. That was in a 2-1 loss. Griffiths now got a 4-1 lead here in this ball game. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Leaf. So Leaf is inching away from the bag there at first base. Hastings needing three runs to tie this thing up. There's the ball hit towards second. Edler grabs it, goes to second for one, over the first base, double play. Gabe Salas hits into a double play there, a 4-6-3 double play as they turn it. Now there's two men out for the Broncos here in this sixth inning, and Tyler Delafonte comes up there next. He might have a big old bump on his own noggin out there as he runs into the center fielder, Ryan Anderson, to record the last out on the top of this inning. He's going to send that ball out to left field in the very first pitch. Davis, he makes a diving grab out there and hangs on to it for the out. Nick Davis makes a nice grab with the ball out there in left field to record the out. Delafonte goes down, so a quick inning here for the pitcher, A.J. Griffith, and for the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score, Mount Barney 4, Hastings 1.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Meet Steve.
Hey.
Steve's frustrated because he spends hours of his time each week watering his lawn with no results. After weeks of pruny hands, Steve called Hastings Keep It Green Sprinkler Company. And in no time, Keep It Green designed Steve an underground sprinkler system that gave him the beautiful lawn he wanted, all while saving him time and money.
Hey, that's a lot better.
Call Keep It Green Sprinkler Company today for your free quote. 402-902-9773. 402-902-9773.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings trailing this ball game by a score of 4-1. Midland today, they beat Dort. Identical scores of 1-0 today in Fremont, picking up two wins by scores of 1-0. Doan has just finished off a sweep over Dakota Wesleyan as the Tigers knock off Dakota Wesleyan 3-2 in eight innings in the second ball game after Doan won the opener by a score of 4-1. We'll see Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. Dakota State. Dakota State knocks off of Briarcliff today in the first half of their doubleheader by a score of 3-0. Ryan Gardner now going to come out and throw here for Hastings College. So Ryan Gardner comes out here for the Broncos. They're trying to shut down Mount Marty in this seventh inning. Gardner, he is not got any decisions so far this year. He's thrown seven innings, giving up 10 hits, 8 runs, 3 of those earned, 2 base on balls, and 5 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.86. Teams are batting 323 against him. He's one of those submarine type of throwers here as Ryan Gardner becomes the third pitcher used by Hastings College today. A.J. Fruchtel was the starter. We saw Patrick Williamson out there. And now we see a Ryan Gardner. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes. This is Matthias Gonsol at the plate here in the seventh. 1-2 is the count to him. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's swung on, and it's going to be handled down, bobbled by Gardner on the pitcher's mound. He throws it to first base, still in plenty of time to record the out. Good job by Ryan, knocking the ball down, and it pops out of his glove. He stays after it and gets it over to first base in time to record the out. So here comes Brighton Carlson up there next, the designated hitter. He has fouled out a couple of times here in the ballgame, has grounded out once, so he's 0 for 3 here in this ballgame against the Hastings College pitching staff. 4-1 is the score. Mount Barney's got the lead. Mount Barney's got 8 base hits in this ballgame compared to 3 for Hastings. Hastings with only 4 base hits in game number 1, but was able to scratch out a 2-1 win over the Lancers in the opener. Here comes the 1-0 pitch now by Gardner. That's right down the pipe there for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. Nebraska won earlier today over Purdue by a score of 10-2. First half of their doubleheader. Second one is going to get started here at 6:05. Bouncing ball to Salas at shortstop. He throws to the first base. The throw is high, but LeMaster makes a tag on the runner crossing the base at first. So Carlson is thrown out of the play. Good job there by John LeMaster. Gets the tag at first base. Jared Miller comes up there next. Miller is the first baseman. He is 0 for 2 here in this ball game. He is struck out once, reached on a base on balls, and grounded out once. And here comes the pitch by Gardner. This can be missing outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Very weird motion here for Ryan Gardner, the pitcher. Junior thrower out of Blair, Nebraska. Next pitch comes inside. Did it hit him? Yeah. So Jared Miller is beamed by a pitch here. That gives Mount Barney a base runner with 2 men out in the seventh. Nick Davis comes up there next. So Nick Davis comes up there next. He has flown out to center field. He has flown out to right field. And he's recorded a single. And now coming out to run at first base is going to be Zach London. Zach London comes out and runs now at first base over there for Jared Miller. A 4-1 ball game. Both of these teams are tied in the conference now after that first ball game at 6-7. Mount Barney hoping for a split here today after dropping that first one. So London is now on at first base. He's a little shaver, too. 5'9", 160-pounder, a junior from Mount Vernon, South Dakota, as he's on the base pads now at first base there for the Lancers. Nick Davis at the plate here. Here comes the pitch in there from Gardner that's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes here to Nick Davis. Batting here in the seventh inning of play. Davis started the day with a batting average of .281. Here comes the next pitch by Gardner. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike here. Hastings can ill afford to give up any runs here in the seventh inning. We'll have one final at-bat coming up here, and the meat of the order is a due up, 3, 4, and 5. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Yeah, they call it a strike in the outside corner. All right. We'll take that. 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Nick Davis. Tyler Edler is due up there next. Ryan Gardner from Blair, Nebraska, out there now for Hastings in a relief role. Here's the next pitch. It gets away from the catcher, Hermanison, back to the screen, and running down to second base on the play is going to be London. So a wild pitch chalked up there, I assume, on the Ryan Gardner. And now with 2 men out, Mount Barney's got a base runner on at second base, so a base hit here to the outfield could score this run. Lancers are already out on top by a score of 4-1. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Ryan Gardner. It's on the way. That one is going to be down low for a ball. Just misses. Three balls and two strikes now to the left fielder for Mount Marty. That's Nick Davis. Gardner working from the stretch, and now he steps off with the rubber. Looks at the runner at second base. That's London. Now he's ready to go as he climbs back onto the hill. Looks for the sign from Hermanison. He's got it. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That one is swung on. Hit back up through the middle. It's going to be retrieved, though, by Salas at second. He goes to first base. That's going to get away. It gets away from LeMaster. And coming in to score in the play is going to be Jared Miller. So he made a nice play up the middle there as they knocked the ball down right behind the bag at second base. Salas's throw was low. LeMaster couldn't dig her out of the dirt. That's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings College as another run comes in to score. And now it's a 5-1 ball game in favor of the Lancers. That brings up Tyler Endler next. And the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Endler. No balls and one strike. So Hastings error-free in the first ball game. They got into the fifth inning, and they've committed three errors here since then. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Just when I was gleaming about how well they were playing defensively today, we've had three errors since I mentioned that back during the fifth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now the count is at two balls and one strike. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon. Another doubleheader here at Duncan Field. 1 o'clock starting time will be on the air with a pregame show at 12:45 tomorrow. Here comes the next pitch by Gardner, swung on and missed. Now the count here at the plate is at two balls and two strikes and two men out. One run in here in the seventh. Mount Marty out on top of Hastings by a score of 5-1. Here comes the next pitch to Tyler Endler. It's on the way. The ball's going to be poked towards second. Reimer grabs it, flips it to second. They get the force out there, and the inning is over. So the inning is over, but Mount Marty tacks on another run. One run on no hits. One error on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Last hope here for the Broncos. The score, Mount Marty 5, Hastings 1.
Be sure and join us at the 18th Street Hastings Family Y for Healthy Kids Day and Member Appreciation. On Saturday, April 27th, the fun begins at 10:30 a.m. and continues until 1 p.m. There will be lots of fun kid activities, including bounce houses, games, and healthy snacks. Learn information about the Y and bring a friend. Admission is free. Healthy Kids Day and Member Appreciation at the 18th Street Hastings Family Y on Saturday, April 27th. Help jumpstart the summer for our community at the Hastings Family Y.
If you represent an organization that typically refers job openings, particularly to women and minorities, and would like to be notified of openings at Flat River Radio, an equal opportunity employer, please send contact information to generalmanager@kkpr.com or mail to General Manager, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska, 68902.
1230 KHAS.
So A.J. Griffith is going to try to finish things off here for the Lancers. He's got a four-run lead as Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. So Brent Hermanison will come out here to try to get things started here for the Broncos. Hastings will lead four runs here in the inning to continue this one. Hermanison so far in this ball game just 1-for-2. Had a single in the fourth inning, grounded out in the first. A.J. Griffith, he's been tough on us today. Hastings with only two base hits or three base hits in the ball game. There's a bouncing ball in the second, and on the one pitch, Brent Hermanison goes down. Tyler Endler makes the play on the ball at second. So Adam Brown comes up there next. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game. Have a chance to chat with him, and then the Bronco postgame show with head coach Jim Bovian. We'll get out of here for the day. Here comes the next pitch from A.J. Griffith. That's going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. After winning the first game 2-1, they're trailing here by a score of 5-1. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. That's now one ball and one strike here to Adam Brown. a walk and a ground out so far for Adam Brown in this contest today. Next pitch is going to be in there for another strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Hastings with 4 hits in the first ball game 3 in game number 2. There's a ground ball again towards second. Emler has got it. 2-for-2. Adam Brown has retired in the play. Now we're down to Trenton Neal next, the left fielder. Neal, he's hit into a double play so far today and is flown out to left field. So he's zipped for two. As a Trenton Neal comes to the plate here. Last gasp here for the Broncos. They're trailing by 4 runs. And here's the pitch by A.J. Griffith. That's going to be outside for a ball. A.J. Griffith out there. He's 2-5 on the season. He's got a 4-run lead here. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. A.J. working on his third complete game if he can finish things off here for the Lancers. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Has 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count. A.J. Griffith is playing catch with his catcher there, Nick Sewer. Here comes the next one. It's going to be hit to the left side. Bouncing ball towards short. Mueller, long throw to first base. That's going to be not in time. Trenton Neal beats out the throw there. So Hastings still with some hope here. Trenton Neal gets aboard with an infield single. A long throw by the shortstop, Alex Mueller, grabs that ball. And the hole over here is he had to move to his right. Long throw to first base. And Trenton Neal with the good wheels gets down there in time. That's going to bring up Jake Steets next. Steets is 0-2 here in the small game. Struck out once and grounded out once. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit to our right field, and the ball bounces in front of Gonsol. There's going to be a base hit. So Jake Steets gets a base hit here. Runner moves down to second base on the play. That's going to be Trenton Neal. And now John LeMaster comes up there next. LeMaster, he had a single his last time up there. Grounded out his only other time up there in this ball game, so he's 1-2. LeMaster comes to the plate now with base runners on at first and second base and 2 men out. The music was continuing to play there, so the home plate umpire comes around and gets the music shut down. Now John LeMaster comes to the plate with 2 men out here in this 7th inning. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Nick Sewer, and now the runners advance one. Ball got away there from Nick. He looks at his glove, and the ball was not there. It's trickling back here behind the plate. So Trenton Neal has moved on to third base on the play. Jake Steets is on at second. Hastings needs 4 runs in this inning to force the extra innings. 5-1 is the score. Mount Marty's got the lead, but the Broncos have 2 men out and 2 runners in scoring position for John LeMaster. The count to him is at 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It can be fouled away. First base side out of play. The count now 1-1. Doan has picked up a couple of wins today in their ball game over Dakota Wesleyan, 4-1 and 3-2 in 8 innings. The conference leaders, Northwestern, picking up 2 wins. Northwestern over Concordia today. Here comes the ball. It's going to be hit toward right field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. 1 run is in as John LeMaster records a single here for Hastings. LeMaster drives one home for the Broncos. That makes it a 5-2 ball game now as Trenton Neal comes in to score. Moving over to third base on the play for the Broncos is going to be Jake Steets. John LeMaster gets aboard here at first. So Hastings with a run in here in this seventh inning. There's still 2 men out. Ryan Anderson will come to the plate next. So go gaze down into the bullpen. Nobody is up and throwing down there as A.J. Griffith tries to finish things off. Northwestern beat the Hastings College softball team today 4-0 in the first game of a doubleheader in Sioux City. Again, the games were moved from Orange City to Sioux City. Hastings loses the first conference game of the season as they drop one to Northwestern in the first game of 2 today, 4-0 up in Sioux City. It's 5-2 here. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings. This is Ryan Anderson at the plate, and he takes a strike here on the curveball. Ryan Anderson is 0 for 2 in this ball game. Number 8 here in the batting order. Grounded out, he's hit into a double play. Looking for a base hit here to produce another run. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a curveball that misses. And the count is sitting at 1-1. So the Hastings College softball team loses their first game of the season in the conference. They're now 8-1. They'll play a second game up there in Sioux City, starting at 6:30 tonight. 1-1 here to Ryan Anderson. Here's the next pitch. It's a fastball that's up around the chin of Anderson. And the count is at 2-1. Player of the game and the coach's postgame show yet to come here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska, they won today over Purdue in the first half of 10-2. They're playing their second half, starting here in just a few minutes. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward left center field. Will that get down? Yes, it will. Another run in, comes in to score. Running over to third base on the play is going to be LeMaster. Here comes the throw back into the infield. It gets away momentarily, but the runners stay put. So Ryan Anderson drives home another run here for Hastings College. Jake Steets comes home, a tap to plate for the third run of the ball game for the Broncos. John LeMaster moves over to a third base on the play. Ryan Anderson gets the RBI single, so Hastings with four consecutive singles here. And now Mount Marty is going to have a little conference on the hill as their head coach is going to pop out of the first base dugout. All of a sudden, it's a 5-3 ball game in favor of Mount Marty. Hastings has got Ben Reimer coming to the plate next. And actually, Reimer represents the winning run here in this ball game. So a conference on the mound here. We'll see if A.J. Griffith is going to try to go the distance here. Hastings down with 7 base hits in the ballgame, but 4 of those here in the 7th inning. A.J.'s going to stay out there for Mount Marty. Nobody up and throwing down there in the bullpen. It's been kind of a quiet day today in the bullpen for Mount Marty. Now Ben Reimer is going to be called back. And we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up here for the Broncos. It's going to be Drew Clark. So Clark is going to bat here in the 7th inning for Hastings College. 5-3 is the score. Clark comes out. His batting average at 191 in the season. He's a left-handed hitter as he works against the right-handed hitting or right-handed throwing A.J. Griffith. Clark has got 13 base hits and 68 trips to the plate. 191 is his batting average. Looking for a base hit to keep this rally alive here for the Broncos in the bottom of the 7th inning. And here's the pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Clark. He's got 9 RBIs so far this year. No home runs. 4 doubles to his credit. Clark has struck out a team high 20 times. He takes a strike there. Now it's no balls and 2 strikes. So Drew Clark out here from Colorado, a junior with base runners on at first and third base. He represents the winning run here at the plate with 2 men out in the 7th inning. A.J. Griffith ahead on the count of no balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, tapped to the left side. Mueller has got it at short, bobbles it. Now throws it to first base. That's in time, and the ball game is over as Clark grounds out to end the ball game. So Mount Marty wins it this afternoon over Hastings College. Final score in this one, Mount Marty 5, Hastings College 3. We'll be back with the final numbers right after this.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Want a great graduation gift? How about a sporty and dependable 2008 red Chevy Cobalt? It's the four-door, gets great gas mileage and only 63,000 miles. It's yours for only $89.75 cash. Check out this great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located at Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service, built this business.
1230 KHAS.
So a split for Hastings College and Mount Marty here this afternoon. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 2-1. Lancers come back and beat Hastings in the nightcap tonight by a score of 5-3. Final numbers here in the second ball game. Mount Marty, they score 5 runs on 8 base hits, no errors. They leave 7 men on base. Hastings with 3 runs on 7 base hits, 3 errors. They leave 3 men on the base paths. A.J. Frunkel got the start for Hastings in game number 2 today. He goes 5 1/3 innings. He gives up a couple of runs, 6 base hits, 1 base on balls, and 3 strikeouts. Patrick Williamson, he was out there for 2/3 of an inning today. He gave up a couple of hits. No walks, no strikeouts. Ryan Gardner finishes things off for Hastings. He throws an inning today with no walks and no strikeouts. A.J. Griffith, he goes all the way there. It was a little shaky in the seventh inning as the Broncos came up with 2 runs, but he had a 4-run lead. A.J. Griffith goes the distance today, gives up 3 earned runs, 1 base on balls, and 2 strikeouts. So Hastings with a split here today. They will go to 10-23 now on the season. Broncos will drop to 6-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty, they will improve to 15 wins and 21 losses on the season. Mount Marty now 7-7 in conference play. So they jump ahead of the Broncos again in the conference standings with a split here this afternoon. Hastings College is only 7 base hits in the second ball game, but 4 of those occurred in the final inning. They got nothing in the first 6. They had that one inning that had 1 run. The pass ball was the thing that brought home the run for Hastings in that fourth inning. So Hastings College with a split here in this series against the Lancers of Mount Marty. Now Hastings will get set to play Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon. That'll be a 1 o'clock starting time. 12:45 for the pregame show here on 12:30 KHIS. So a split. Hastings wins the first one by a score of 2-1. Mount Marty wins the nightcap by a score of 5-3. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco baseball continues on 12:30 KHIS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Want a great graduation gift? How about a sporty and dependable 2008 red Chevy Cobalt? It's the four-door, gets great gas mileage and only 63,000 miles. It's yours for only $89.75 cash. Check out this great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located at Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game. Now it's back to the diamond.
And Hastings College and Mount Marty splitting two games today. Hastings winning the first game by a score of 2-1, and the Broncos dropping the nightcap by a score of 5-3. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. So we'll get to the candidates in just a second. Let's update you on the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Morningside wins the first game against Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 1-0 today. Second game is still going on. Doan took two games from Dakota Wesleyan, winning by scores of 4-1 and 3-2 in eight innings. Northwestern, the conference leaders, they win two games over Concordia today, 2-1 and 4-0. Midland wins two games over Dort today, identical scores of 1-0. Dakota State beats Briar Cliff in the first game of their doubleheader, 3-0. And Mount Marty and Hastings splitting two games today. Hastings winning the first game, 2-1. And Mount Marty winning the second ball game, 5-3. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHS. Again, offensively, not much showing here for the Broncos. Only four base hits in the opener, three base hits in the first six innings of the second ball game. Hastings coming up with four in the seventh alone, so they had seven base hits in the second ball game. But an obvious choice for the player of the game. We'll come back and tell you about that right after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College is going to be the starting pitcher in that first ball game, Jeremy Williams, who got the job done for Hastings today. Three walks, six strikeouts, a fourth complete game for the Broncos as he picks up the win today in the opener by the score of 2-1 as he joins us on the postgame show. And Jeremy, thanks for coming up. Good performance for you today.
Thank you, sir.
Talk about your outing out there today.
Yeah, first couple of innings I was out there, gave up no runs, obviously, and then that third inning gave up one run, which could have been avoided, but left an 0-2 pitch, you know, in the strike zone to where I could avoid just, you know, a little bit more up. But, I gave that one run and just shut him down for four or five innings straight and got the W.
Hastings, just enough offense in that first ball game to you like those 2-1 games? Or
it's not really. You know, we could have used more, obviously more runs, but our bats were solid today. Obviously, the wind was a factor today, blowing in that, you know, what made the ball, you know, obviously not go as far. But, yeah, you know, I could have used more runs. But, like I said, after that third inning, I shut him down. I had bases loaded one time, worked my way out of it, and just got the job done for the Broncos.
Yeah, they left eight base runners. In fact, early in the ball game, they had runners at first and third with two men out. You get out of the inning there. They had a base runner at third base in the second inning. You get out of that inning with no damage done. So you gave up some base hits there early, but your defense played extremely well, I thought, in that first ball game.
Right. You know, we've had so many errors this year, but today we had two errors that game, I believe. But, our defense really stepped up first game. I did my part, and they obviously did their part. So, it just feels good to be a Bronco, get a win for the Broncos. Obviously my fourth complete shutout, or not shutout, I'm sorry, but a fourth complete game really, really means a lot.
So Hastings giving up a run in the third inning of that first ball game, and you were able to shut him down the rest of the way. You sent him down in order in the fourth inning. Got a big double play in the fifth inning. Faced only three batters there. They got a couple of base hits in the sixth inning of play, but you recorded a strikeout there and got out of the inning. In fact, two strikeouts in the sixth, and then shut him down in the seventh inning with a couple of more strikeouts. So it looked like you might have got stronger as the game wore on. Is that the case?
You know, I felt a little bit stronger, but I worked on a new pitch, the cutter, cut fastball, this week in practice. But I really didn't want to throw that a lot today. But obviously I did, and made some guys look foolish up there at the plate, especially that last inning. Just better to swing in.
Did you save that for the final inning, or did you show that earlier in the?
I showed it a little bit prior in the game, but I just worked on my other pitching mechanics, pitches I had, and obviously got the job done that way too. So,
what else do you got in your arsenal besides that the new cutter you're throwing?
I got a two seam and four seam fastball. Slider, change up, and the nasty hook I call the curveball. So.
You've got a lot in your arsenal there. Is that why you've been this successful out there, because you can show so many things?
I believe so, yes. If I didn't have that many pitches, I don't think I've, completed four games like I have done with all those pitches I have. So
you've been kind of the mainstay of the pitching staff. You've been the most consistent pitcher out there, haven't you?
I have. We've had some pitchers with their ups and downs, but I strongly show the most.
You like pitching the first game out of the box on the weekend? You've done it now the last two weekends.
Right. Whatever coach feels like doing, I don't mind. But I like to get out there and start the series off right, obviously with a win. But, I think I'm all right with, throwing the – First game of the first series, yes.
All right. So Hastings getting a split here today, and I'm sure you guys wanted a sweep. That would have helped you out a whole lot in the standings. But this is a team that looks like starting to turn the corner a little bit, getting some timely base hits. Like I said, we're hoping to get maybe a sweep today, but get back at it tomorrow with Dakota Wesleyan. Huh? Is this a team that you think can make some noise here at the end of the season?
I think talking about Hastings Broncos?
Yeah,
I think we can make some noise winning these last, four games at home. So, if we just play our game, commit fewer errors or no errors at all, and our bats come alive, I think, and our pitching do their part, I think we can make some noise and sneak in that tournament with, at least seventh or eighth seed. So I believe in us. I believe in pitching staff, everybody. So I think we could make some noise.
All right, again, congratulations on the first win in the opener today, and get back at them tomorrow. Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Yep, it's the player of the game here on 1230 KHS, Jeremy Williams, the starting pitcher, the winning pitcher for the Broncos in game number one, as Hastings knocks off Mount Barney by a score of 2-1. They drop the nightcap by a score of 5-3. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game with Broncos head coach Jim Bovee.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings with a split here this afternoon to the Lancers of Mount Barney as Jim Bovee joins us in the post game. And, Coach, split? It's better than a couple of losses, but I'm sure you probably like to sweep these guys today.
Well, yeah, one of the things I...
Try that.
One of the things that I talked to our guys afterwards is now you know the difference between splitting and getting split. And a week ago we basically had the same outcome on paper, but we sure felt a whole lot better about ourselves. And obviously defense and pitching went extremely well. in the first game, and they went okay for five innings in this game, and then things got away from us, and you know, we're not a great come from behind team. Even though we made a little noise in the seventh, it was too late at that point. So disappointed with a split when you have a chance to get a sweep. You know, you're happy with a split when you have a chance to get swept.
Jeremy Williams in the first ball game, the guy we just talked to, you couldn't ask for anything more out of him. He pitched a gem today, I thought.
I think he had one bad pitch. He gave up an 0-2 hit early, and that ended up being the guy who scored. And other than that, he was pretty good. I mean, we had Ives ready if we needed him to be. But, you know, and the thing that Jeremy, he was good against the top two hitters in the order, you know, their table setters. He was really tough on their leadoff hitters. So, yeah, he pitched great. He pitched great, and you just – thankful we squeaked a couple runs. You know, if they don't have a ball get away from the catcher, and then they make an error for the go ahead run, we might still be playing that one with those two guys pitching. But yeah, he threw really well.
Has his performance this year surprised you at all? Or?
Well, yeah, you know, just you know, based on the innings he's thrown in the past and things like that. When he got here in the fall, we thought that he'd have a chance to be, you know, one of our seven or eight guys that we go to regularly. And you know, then he had some really good outings in the fall, and even then, coming in the year, I didn't know if we would use him as a out of the bullpen or as a starter. And early on, we used him as both just to see him. And, you know, it became pretty obvious that he was a guy that probably could throw five, six, seven innings for us and get us deep into games and put him in the first spot just because he was our most consistent guy. And he's turned out to – you know, win a couple games for us in that spot and pitch some other pretty good games.
So Jeremy Williams picks up the winner in the opener. Hastings wins despite only four base hits in the opener. You don't see that very often either.
No, you know, we're going into tonight, we're only hitting 199 in the league, and the few hits in the seventh of the second game are going to distort that a little bit. You know, so no, it was a case of things fell together for us in the fourth. And, you know, after we scored those two runs in the fourth, we didn't do anything at the plate. It was almost like, well, Jeremy, we got year two, make him stand up. And fortunately for us, he did.
In the second ball game again, cruising along pretty well up until the fifth inning. Hastings with an error, a couple of mistakes there. And like you said, this team is not good enough to overcome those bobbles.
Yeah, you know, the game kind of got heated there in the bottom of the second when our guy, you know, when they told our guy it's a foul ball and he left to go back to the base and they tagged him out. And, you know, we're not the kind of team that can play, you know, with a lot of macho and stuff like that. We just don't have the big boppers, and we don't have a bunch of strikeout pitchers that basically can get mad and take over a game. And they scored a couple on us when we were hoping that would give us momentum. It gave them momentum. And then, you know, in the sixth, I thought AJ was getting towards the end of his string and brought Pat in. And we got a bad break because I think we had a double play ball, but it took a bad hop. And Ben made a good play just to get one. And then I called that pitch, and I didn't call it. I told my assistant they're going to bounce a curveball here, and sure enough we did, and that scored a run. And then we made some errors, and we kind of lost our composure there, and I lost my composure there, and it didn't set us up very well.
Hastings did score a couple of runs in the seventh inning, had four consecutive hits. So we know we can hit the ball when we have to, but like you said, just fell down a little bit too far.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference between hitting the ball when you're down 5-1 and hitting it when you're down 2-1. I'll tell you that. You know, and so, you know, will that give some of those guys some confidence going into tomorrow? I hope so. But, you know, Dakota Wesleyan's a team. They've lost, I think, eight in a row and seven of them by one run, or six in a row and five by one run. So you don't know what you're in for with them. And then I think we've learned with our group, we can't really worry about what the other team's going to do. We got to take care of our own business. And hopefully we can get a couple good outings tomorrow.
What'd you see out of Fructal today?
Well, you know, I thought he was a little better than he's been the last two times. You know, he leaves some pitches up that they hit hard, but I thought he battles for us, and he's pretty composed for us. And you know, what people don't realize, he basically took 15 months off from throwing. So to see where he is, I still feel pretty good about it. You know, I think he feels there's still a long ways for him to get back to. But, you know, he's only a sophomore, and he's thrown some big innings this year for us. And, I mean, we'll run him out there again either Thursday or Saturday, see how he feels later in the week. So I wasn't disappointed with the way he threw. He kept us in a position to win the game.
And Dakota Wesleyan coming in here tomorrow. John LeMaster, I assume, will see in one of those ball games tomorrow. What about that fourth spot?
Right now, I think we'll probably go Nate Story in the other one. And, you know, he's throwing pretty well his outings here. And you know, at this point in the season, you give it to some seniors who are experienced. We got Ives and to come out of the pen if we can keep the game close. And you know, obviously not throwing him today. We can go with him tomorrow a little earlier than maybe we would have today. And you know, it's another situation where, you know, one's okay, two would be great. You know, we lose both, we're going to need a lot of help next week. You know, if we win one, we probably can control our own stuff. And if we win two, that would really be a huge, you know, I'm looking at your standings on your notepad here, trying to do some quick math on where everybody is. You know, I think if the season ended today, we'd just be squeaking in there. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Yep, Jim Bovey, the head coach for Hastings College. We'll take a break and come right back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Here today, Hastings College and Mount Marty. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 2-1. The Broncos dropping the nightcap by a score of 5-3 to the Lancers. So Hastings will go to 6-8 now in the conference. They will be 10-23 overall as they get ready to face the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon, right back here at Duncan Field. 1 o'clock will be the first pitch. Tomorrow we'll be on the air with a pregame show at 12:45 here on 1230 KHIS. That'll do it from Duncan here tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Bronco Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.